Pnimius on the Daf, Gemara Brachos, Daf Tesvav. So this is going to be a little bit brief because it's Erev Shabbos when I'm recording this. The Gemara is discussing different kavanos, different concepts that you have to be aware of while you are saying Shema, while you're being Yotzei Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And the Gemara says, Tani Rav Avadya Kameh the Rava. Rav Avadya says in front of Rava, Vilimadetam. The Pasuk says, Vilimadetam. And what do we learn from that? Shiei limudach tam. That your limud should be tam, should be simple, should be pleasant, should be great. What does it mean? Shiei tin revach bin etveikim. That you should put a space between the connected letters, right? Like, for example, al levavecha, that al ends with a lamed, levavecha starts with a lamed, right? And therefore, you should put a space to make sure that you don't kind of swallow the words into one word, that you pronounce each and every one correctly. And right later on that daf we have Amar Chama Bar Kanina Kol Akor Kriya Shema Medaktik Bosi Osea. Anyone who reads Kriya Shema and is medaktik and is meticulous and specific in each and every letter, making sure that each letter had its time to shine and pronounced each and every letter of each and every word. Metznanli Lo Gehenim, Metznanli Lo Gehenim. Right, they cool off Gehenim for him. So Rav Itchamayer Morgenstern in the Sefer She'eres Yaakov on Brachos points out the following based off the Arizal. In the Kavanos of the Arizal, there's a concept called the Nesira. And while we don't have time to go into it now, what the Nesira is a painful splitting. Just like Adam Harishon had to go to sleep, needed a spiritual anesthetic, right? Hashem had to cast a terdema over him in order that Hashem could kiviyachol do a surgery and withdraw from him a chava, pull out chava from him. That painful separation, that splitting, that the Chava is ripping out, is ultimately comes for the good. It ultimately comes that he can interact with Chava upon him, and he can interact with Chava on a face-to-face level. But it started off as a very scary moment, because as the Gemara teaches us, Chava was originally on his back. Chava was originally attached to, you know, a Siamese twin of Adam. And there had to be this painful splitting, which was scary and painful, because Adam felt like he could be alone for a moment without a Chava, but ultimately it has a good purpose to, in order to be able to interact with Chava on a face-to-face level. So, Bederech Nimshal, this happens to us in our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu daily, and this actually happens in two different parts of davening. It happens in Biahava in Shmona Esrei, when we say Bahava in the beginning of Shmona Esrei, and Laman Shmo Bahava, and it happens in Shema. It happens on two levels, and there's a lot of Kabbalistic, you know, where which parts of which spheros, you know, very technical things. But the concept is that this is happening. And the Arizal points out in Shar Kavanos that each and every time that there's these two letters together, there's a little bit, when you separate them, you're actually accomplishing the Nesira. You're making the Nesira a little bit easier. And in Rav Itchamayer's lashon, if you do the Nesira right, the rest of davening will come easily. Meaning, in Avodas Hashem, if you know how to split, if you know how to withstand in those dark moments, those shasa kanos, those dangerous moments where it seems like we're not connected to the Ribbono Shalom, where it seemed to Adam like he wasn't created to Chava, ultimately we'll be able, if you can withstand that, then you get to get the prize, which is being able to interact with the Kadosh Baruch Hu face to face. And Hashem is always connected on our back. Hashem is always there for us. But if it ever feels like Hashem is not there, that's called a Nesira. That's called the Zman Nesira, and this is very much related to Purim and the miracle of Purim, that it seemed like Hashem wasn't there, and then manning through the Golos and kind of withstanding that Nisayon, that challenge, and ultimately coming back together with the Ribbono Shel Olam is the culmination of the Nesira, is the purpose of the Nesira for a true Yichud, a true connection, panim al panim, face to face. So each and every time you have the same letter in Shema, which is when the Nesira is beginning, and you correctly pause between it, and you do a benachas, and you make a limud tam, the limad tam. Vetramayer points out that it's meramis, that I'm based off the Arizal, that's meramis that you're doing the Nesira in a gentle way. And if someone is able to do the Nesira in a gentle way, if someone knows, has confidence going into these moments of Nesira, these moments of Nisayim, these moments where there is a seeming hiddenness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where there's even a seeming lack, if we could say such a thing, of Hashem in one's life. If one knows how to navigate that in a smooth way, then Gehenim will be a little bit less cold. Meaning, the Gehenim, what is Gehenim? Says Rav Itchamayer, something amazing in general to think about. that Gehenim, the fires of Gehenim, are the fires of Taiva. That somebody who's shakua in Taiva and sin and Averus and Olam Hazeh, that he is living Gehenim. He might think he's living amazing, but he doesn't know what it means. There's Schar Mitzvah, Mitzvah. That there's a mitzvah, the concept of a mitzvah is amazing. Somebody who doesn't know what a mitzvah is, there's a famous story, and I've heard it b'shem more than one gadol, so it might not have happened to any of them, or maybe it happened to multiple, or maybe it happened to one, and was misattributed, where there's a very, very wealthy guy. And this wealthy guy was going, and he heard this rav of this yeshiva that he supported in major, major ways, say, give a whole shmooze and say, oh, guys, you need to learn even a daf, even a page. And he says, Rabbi, after he goes over, he says, Rabbi, I don't get it. Every time I've given you a dollar to this place, and hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, you said, I have all the zechuyos of in Olam Haba, that I have all the zechuyos of people learning here, that I'm good. He says, so why do I need to open a daf gemara? Why do I need to learn a page? Why do I need to learn a line? Why do I need to learn a rashi? So Rosh Hashiva said, it's true. What I said, I agreed with. I gave you Olam Haba. I guaranteed that to you. You're going to have Olam Haba. He said, but you're not going to have Olam Haza without a Gemara Rashi Tosos. So Mitzana Lo Gehenim means it will cool off your Gehenim. Meaning if our Gehenims are the fires of our lives, the Eish of Taiva, the Eish of sin, the Eish of challenge, the Eish of anger, all these things that affect us and that make us burn and that burn us up, it can be a little bit cooler. And what's the secret to getting a little bit cooler, being medaktik b'osios. If we're very careful with the osios, which, as we pointed out, means that we know how to take an approach in a sira, that we know how to approach a separation, that we don't have separation anxiety, that when it seems like Hashem is nowhere in our lives, and it seems like we are, you know, hanging on the last thread and Hashem's not there, we still know, we say, afilu hachei Hashem is here somehow, some way, somehow this is from Hashem. And to be able to ride out those challenges, those times of difficulty, those nisyonos, to be able to ride them out benachas, with a limud tam, with a simplicity, with being a tam, with just being simple, saying, I know Hashem's here, if they can't see him, I'm simple, I don't get it, I'm a pashidiyat, I'm simple. That limud tam, right, of being medactic between all the osios that are the same, and doing that hafrada, that separation correctly, and benachas, will ultimately cool off our Gehenim.